what's going on, everybody? It's Monday night crash test radio time. Billy.
Yo. What's up?
What's up, Billy?
It's Uncle Will.
Uncle Will. John, get in here.
What? What's coming through? Yeah, no, it's going to. It takes a fucking delay, you dummy.
We weren't sure if we were online.
Stop talking about it.
John, it's okay. You can come in. You hear it?
John, do you have where's instant messaging?
Yeah, it is on.
All right, guys.
That was a bad. That's a really long delay.
John, it is. Where's it?
No, I had no idea.
It's a radio.
That was though. Like a full.
Yeah, it's complete, a long time.
Yeah, actually, can you shut the door? Because I can hear it now.
What's up, guys? It's Monday. It's Crash This Radio time. It's time to take a break from the music, I guess. Especially tonight, because I don't think I can play any music on this thing.
Why? It sounded fine. That whole intro sounded fine.
I don't know. All the other songs sound like crap. But in here tonight, Uncle Will, back. He's on the AIM. Crash yep. Test Losers, Billy. Are you on there?
I'm just about to sign on. Everybody.
You know the password?
Should sign on and no.
you really don't know the password?
All right.
Hold on.
I got to give Billy the password, so I'll just give you guys a little bit of something.
Peter.
What?
I'm not even kidding.
What about it?
Instant Messenger might not work tonight.
Oh, really? Who cares? It's no big deal.
Alright.
Are we on there, Billy?
No.
No, I'm telling you, I don't know if Instant Messenger works on my computer.
All right, you don't even have it. Oh, yeah, you do.
I do, but I don't know if it works. Anyway.
Well, this is fun.
So far, so good.
Billy over here.
Hit us up on MySpace instead.
Hit us up on MySpace. MySpace.com/CrashTestRadio.
Right. I guess Billy will keep checking it.
Everyone hates us right now. Yeah, we're kind of a mess because Jarrett and Tom from Houston Calls are not here again. They are in the UK.
Therefore, all of our listeners aren't listening because they know they're not on.
And everything kind of turns into a mess when they're not around. Jarrett really keeps things in order.
No, it's not a mess.
He's a great band leader. And
you're a mess is what you are. Here. You're a mess.
What's our MySpace?
Our MySpace? MySpace.com/CrashTestRadio?
I know that.
Oh, you need all that info too?
It's
you
the
need
same the password dummy.
It's the same password. CrashTestRadio@yahoo.com, Billy, is the email. So, Uncle Will over here. What do you title yourself as, Uncle Will?
Uncle Will.
No. What'd you tell me yesterday? What's your specialty?
Oh.
You're kind of...
I'm the urban culture...
Well, you are from many urban cultures?
You know, Rock on John like to call me like names like Wigger, stuff like that.
Never. I actually don't think I ever called him Wigger because that's just corny.
Whatever. Well, here's the deal. Billy comes from a good family. They got some cashola.
Oh, yeah. Yes, they're very well off. Let's put it that
they're
way.
They're very well off. And Billy is the only kid I know who wants to be poor and a minority. But he's like a real rich kid. But he wants to be a poor minority so bad.
Yeah. I don't want to be anything else. I see people as just, you know, whoever they are, man. I don't really discriminate.
You just want to be you? You just want to be Uncle Will?
I'm an individual, and that's it.
You are so later on, we've got Uncle Will, who's going to go up against John's girlfriend, Vegas, who's with us today.
Yes, she is.
Say hello, Vegas. Hello. There she is.
I didn't know we were going head to head.
I believe she claims to be an urban culture specialist, too. Right. Or would you say a specialist of urban cultures? What would you title yourself as?
I'm just cultured, Rocco.
All right, you're cultured.
Just cultured.
So we're going to play a little game later called the Ebonics game. I'm going to read off a couple Ebonics sentences, and I want to see who can translate them the best.
Can I guess two or
Uncle
no?
Uncle Will or Vegas? I guess if you want to play the game.
They are hard, though. I heard some of them. They are hard.
They're kind of weird.
So I'm telling you, my money's on Vegas. I'm not going to lie. Billy, I thought was good, but we were going through a trial run last night, and he didn't do so well.
That stuff was from like 96.
It's my era. Really, that's going down.
Vegas.
All right, so there. So she might have it.
I'm telling you, she's gonna house
you.
Did
you check and make sure your stuff was up to date? Or?
My stuff is very up to date, Uncle Will. Don't worry about it. Like what? All right, I'll give you an example. What's caking mean?
I thought in Ebonics, might have to man. Do Ebonics. That wasn't Ebonics.
What? Yeah, it is. It's like an urban
word.
First
of all, Ebonics is 96. The word Ebonics is from 96. People don't say it.
All right, so what do you say now?
You don't say anything.
Yeah, you do. It's yeah, still you do. Ebonics.
It's still Ebonics, man.
No, there's no such thing as Ebonics anymore.
Yes,
that was,
it is.
That was what
are you saying? That's just a language?
Used to say back in like 1997.
Well, guess what, buddy?
That's what they titled it. They were even weren't they teaching it in some schools?
Yeah, and about 10 years ago.
It doesn't, yeah, but.
It's still Ebonics.
Is it really?
Am I right?
Am I right? Is he right?
Say the word Ebonics anymore.
It's Ebonics.
No, you don't say it anymore.
People don't say Ebonics.
Is that racist?
Or street something.
No, Ebonics is still how you say it.
Urban talk or whatever. I don't know, but it's not Ebonics. All my life, so go ahead. I was black. I listen to hip hop, I watch UPN, and I love playing basketball. What?
That's you. You wish you were black. You play basketball, you watch UPN, and you love rap music.
Those Am are I some wrong? Of the things I do. Those are only some of the things
I do. Now, though, he's starting to get into other aspects of the white culture.
Like what?
Like snowboarding, skateboarding. Oh,
yeah. Yeah, but I don't know.
Tattoos.
Yes.
He's so mad right now.
I know he is. He's starting to embrace the white culture is what he's doing.
I had a quick thing here.
No, you're wrong.
I'm not wrong. What do you mean? Is it? That's what it is.
No.
Yes.
No.
Why else would you be doing all these white things?
Billy's going through a midlife crisis.
I don't know. I'm going through something. I don't know what it is.
Do you really
have to do anything with white or black?
Do you really think you're going through some kind of phase or something?
Yes. I know I am.
I don't get it.
Let's say he bought a skateboard. He has a guitar. Well, he just recently picked up his guitar again, right?
Yeah.
You go snowboarding now. You bought a snowboard.
All of which skateboarding is something he's never done before until now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But what kind of phase is that? You want to do stuff?
And now he wants to get a tattoo.
Oh, now you want to get a tattoo.
They're all grouped together, the things I've been doing.
It's all about getting chicks. That's what it boils down to.
That's true, I guess, right?
No, not really.
It is.
Really? What else are you doing?
Because I don't like going out anymore. I don't talk to any chicks. I don't go out. So.
Yeah, but you don't talk to chicks because you don't have anything to talk about. But now that you snowboard,
what chick would want to sit at a bar and talk to Billy?
Oh, let me tell you, I'll sit and talk to Billy all night.
Uncle Will.
I see your point, John.
I'm What's telling you,
I don't even know what his point is.
I'm telling you,
he's getting deep.
I'm telling you, now that he has stuff to talk about, now that he snowboards, skateboards, and he's going to get a tattoo, now he'll have stuff to talk about to girls.
I guess.
As of right now, he has nothing.
It's for me.
He wants to get a Roman numeral symbol of a 3. What is that? What is he going to talk to chicks about that?
I have no idea. Just the fact that...
Isn't it going to look like the M&M symbol?
No.
He's going to be like, look, I got a tattoo. It hurt.
What's that
it
M?
Hurt a lot. It
What's
hurt.
That M?
It hurt. I got a tattoo. It hurt a
No,
lot.
Come on. I support your
No, I support it, though. Too. I'm all for it. All
right, so...
Why do you have so many tattoos? What is that?
Why? I have no
idea.
He's
a coloring book.
I have no idea.
He wants to be a human chicks. Coloring book.
I got a chick.
Yeah. You did.
Yeah, and I can't stop getting tattoos.
So
can you go shut that? Yeah, commercial break. Because it's coming through. All right, I'm going to play a song right now then
right,
because
fine.
I want you to really shut that.
Right, fine. Well, then keep talking.
Okay,
keep talking.
Our own show's coming back.
Vegas, go ahead. Keep talking.
Okay, so anyway, I had a quick little story. John thinks it's really gay. I don't disagree with you that this is gay, but I just found it interesting. They're saying on a shortage of coins, Billy, pretty soon your penny might equal 5 cents.
That's impossible.
So how much would 3 pennies cost be worth? If they were each 5 cents.
I don't care what you say. It'd still be 3 cents.
How much
cents.
Would 3 of them be?
Dude, a penny means 1 cent.
But I'm saying, they're saying that a penny might be worth 5 cents. So if I have 3 pennies in a couple of years, how much would they be
with
worth?
With your rules, it would cost 15 cents.
Exactly. Just pretend. I like how you whispered 15.
So
just pretend that they're
Vegas
they're
helped
done.
Him out.
This is a nickel. A nickel going to equal
it was a nickel
25
no,
cents?
No, I think it's just because pennies. There's almost no
pennies.
Use for a penny
so
anymore.
So pennies and nickels will equal the same amount.
I guess.
So I'm going to go drop off my weight.
Yeah, I know. I'm keeping all my pennies, man.
Going to commerce and going into change machine.
But anyway, the reason I brought this up was because I heard a thing on Scrubs the other night, Billy. And I did it to you earlier, and I still don't think you know the answer. There's 2 coins that equal 30 cents. One of them is not a nickel. What are they?
3 pennies.
No,
no, wait.
It would be six pennies. No, no. Without the 5 cent difference. Let's say now, not in the future.
How many coins?
2 coins. One of them is not a nickel, and they both equal up to 30 cents.
One of them isn't a nickel.
What's up? Billy, are you watching something on the computer?
He had my computer.
You motherfucker!
You made me get up for nothing.
I was wondering what the hell was coming through on the mics, and you're watching a movie?
No.
What are you doing?
He's on our MySpace, and the song was out, or the background was out.
Oh, my God.
You can't hear it, though. And you can't hear the sound effects either, I don't think.
No?
I don't know. It's really low. I can't hear him.
Whatever.
Can you repeat that question one more time?
Okay, Billy.
If a train is leaving Boston.
No. Penny. Oh. Not pennies. Coins.
Benny?
2 coins equal 30 cents.
2 coins.
One of them is not a nickel. What are they?
One of them is a nickel. A quarter and a nickel.
Yes! It's taking you almost an hour to figure that out.
I did just figure that out.
That's funny, man.
That's a trick question. That was corny.
Okay. I was going to say, take us through your thought process, but you got it right away.
Yeah, I like the way he thought out loud so we can figure out how Billy thinks. Wait a minute. I just realized what he said. One of them isn't a nickel.
You said it quick before. That time I was. Uh-huh. I got it.
Yeah, I'm the dog load of Millie.
So, what else do we have to talk about, John? Oh, I saw smoke. We both, me and John and Vegas, saw Smoking
Aces
this weekend.
Hold on a minute there, because you were supposed to come with us when we went to go see it, but
you didn't go with you.
Yeah,
I was too tired. I didn't want to go out. I'm sorry.
Yeah, whatever.
I apologize right now. I didn't want to go out.
Yeah, whatever.
It's okay.
I didn't want to go out.
I forgive you.
Thank you.
I don't.
You're welcome.
So, I thought Smoking Aces was awesome.
Awesome is a very strong word.
I don't
See,
know, dude.
I think we're a little jaded because we saw Pan's Labyrinth. So Which our expectations are very, very high when it comes to movies.
Is
it's
that
true.
That
foreign film.
Human fairy tale that you were talking about? Or that not the adult fairy
the
tale?
The adult fairy tale,
it's
yeah.
Incredible.
It's the greatest movie ever.
Incredible.
I don't know. I have no interest. You told me about it. I really
See, here's
have
my
no
thing with what's it called? Smoking Aces is that it was so hyped up. That I had such high expectations that it was like too many people. It was too crammed. It was too many characters in it.
There were a lot of characters. You had to like follow a lot of people.
You did.
I agree with that, but I just thought the whole movie, the ending, everything.
The ending was retarded.
Don't ruin it.
I'm not, but Vegas, did you like the ending?
Well, I liked the movie overall, but I thought there was a lot going on, and you didn't quite follow it.
Were you two making out during this whole movie?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Did you not see what I
didn't,
saw?
I didn't watch any of it, actually.
Not at all.
bullshit. I thought it was good, man. I
No,
I think
it was
those
good.
Were...
It just wasn't as good. I wouldn't watch it again.
Really?
No, I wouldn't watch it again.
What about you, Billy?
I think your movie critiques are a little off.
Oh, this kid.
I like this kid.
You're fucking retarded.
Like,
what was he basing his opinion on yesterday? What movie critic website was he going by? Like AOL?
Yahoo Movies.
Yahoo Movies.
That's
based on other reviews.
He wanted us to go see
Idiocracy?
Rocky Balboa.
No, I saw that. That was bad.
No. Terrible. Idiocracy was stupid. No, what's the Justin Timberlake movie?
Oh,
Alpha Dog.
Oh,
Alpha.
I would see that.
Alpha Dog.
It got a B.
It got a B.
Based on a lot of people's reviews, not just one review.
But you didn't see it?
Billy just wants
to
see JT with his shirt off.
It was the only thing that looked good.
I guarantee
Alpha
you
Dog?
That movie is fucking horrible.
It doesn't appeal to me at all, man.
I'd rather watch
Justin's
Idiocracy over again.
Born performer, man.
I really would.
Shoot
I'd rather
me.
Watch it from beginning to end.
Shoot me.
I really would.
What movie, Pans?
Idiocracy.
Terrible.
Oh, Idiocracy.
I fell asleep.
Oh, that's a movie we were talking about last week. I didn't see it.
I'd rather watch that from beginning
you
to end.
You can borrow it. I have a copy.
I think I have. I don't think
Why?
I returned it yet to Blockbuster.
Why would you own that movie?
I copied it.
Billy loves Luke Wilson.
He does.
Has a total boner.
I'm a Wilson Brothers
fan. Owen Wilson. Owen. He has
Brothers
a big boner
fan.
Over him.
He's the Wilsons.
I like them together. Bottle Rocket is one of my favorite. He's one of my, probably my favorite movie.
He likes them together. You
he
fantasize
does.
About them together in your room. No.
Billy's playing with a fucking cap.
I know.
Long water.
And this is the kid who had a radio show.
I know.
I didn't talk during it.
I remember.
I just played really good music. I got good reviews, man.
I remember somehow I got.
From Yahoo? From Yahoo Music Reviews?
No, from callers. In the hood.
Billy, back when Billy was in college and I was just home doing nothing, I got Billy's phone number somehow for his radio show, and I called in, and Billy was on the phone with me for like an hour. He didn't have to do anything. He just had to press play on the fucking CD player, fall asleep, and wake up
before
it ended.
I had a graveyard show from 2 to 6 a.m. and you could just do whatever the hell you wanted to do.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was cool. We used to get drunk in there, chill. We used to drink 151 puke.
See, that's why didn't you cut the music
we
and just
parties
go like
up in there.
You should have aired the parties. That would have been good, man. That's interesting.
We did.
Did you?
Well, somewhat. Yeah.
You drank like Steel Reserve and like
Steel Reserve 151.
It sounded like just
over
a big
you knew
homo
not to
fest.
Drink that stuff.
know? Before you knew not to drink it.
So you want to just play the Ebonics game now?
Sure, why not?
Okay. All right, Billy.
You have a theme song to it, or did you?
I just have music.
Oh.
Which, by the way, this music sounds like a Brooke Hogan song.
It does.
Right?
Yeah.
It's not ghetto at all.
Yo, 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 yo.
Rocco made this
Adobe beat. Adobe Radio.
Yeah, Rocco made this beat.
Shit.
It's been 2 days.
This is the Ebonics game with Billy and Vegas. Yeah. Chill, Billy.
Hold on. Now, Billy, where'd you grow up? The mean streets of what? Roxbury?
Mount Arlington.
The mean streets of Mount Arlington?
It was a middle-class suburban.
On the lake?
Hard-hitting Mount Arlington.
Billy lived on a hard-hitting lake.
And Vegas grew up in the mean streets of Vegas?
Vegas.
Mean streets. Where somebody just got shot at her high school.
Shit, Billy, he's done.
Oh, man.
He's done.
Really?
Straight from the hood.
Straight. Wow.
All
right, Billy. Who wants to go first? Billy?
Toss the rock, paper, scissors.
Do you have a coin?
I have a coin.
One single rock, paper, scissors.
All right, one single rock, paper, scissors. Let me do the commentary. Ready? Rocks, paper, scissors, shoot. Oh.
Scissors!
All right, I want to explain what just happened.
Billy is retarded.
No. Billy doesn't even have anything to complain because Vegas shot way early and she shot scissors.
I had my mind made up before
that. And Billy still shot paper even though scissors was showing.
Can we do it again one more time?
She shot scissors and literally there were 2 seconds left and you threw paper.
Fine, go ahead. She go first.
Let her go first. Ladies first.
Okay.
The true OG.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm going to lose.
Vegas. Vegas, your Ebonic sentence is, I'm going to run all up in there, set, and disrespect it with the tech. Do you want me to say more Ebonic?
That like pure English to you?
I'm going to run all up in there, set, and disrespect it with my tech.
I feel like I'm straight out of modern lit. English 101.
What?
High school.
That's what you learned in high school?
Yeah.
The time is running. I need an answer.
Yeah, I have no idea.
No?
Wait, one more time.
All right, I'll give it to you one
more
time.
I was going to say, I can guess. Billy knows.
I'm going to run all up in their set and disrespect it with the tech.
Nothing?
I got nothing.
Billy, you know?
Billy, you have any guess on that? Just
I'm about to rob this liquor store.
All right. What's the
okay?
What is it?
Well, Billy,
this will give you an idea what actually we're looking for.
Billy was very close. The exact translation. You just had to be very around the same ballpark. I'm gonna run up into a person's house and proceed to whack (kill) their bitch ass.
Wow.
All right. That's what that means.
Fair enough.
All right.
So now you know what we're looking for.
Yeah, I'm going down.
That was kind of like I think both of you are going down. That's kind of like a test run.
Okay, Billy.
Okay.
Here's your Ebonics word. Da B, you're stupefly. Let me pull up in your bumper and smack that monkey.
See, now, Billy, if you remember from last night, we went over this one.
Da B, you're stupefly. Let me pull up to your bumper and smack that monkey, yo. We're playing the Ebonics. We're playing the Ebonics game with Billy in Vegas.
Super what?
This is your last time. If you can't answer, I give it off to Vegas. Da B, you're stupefly. Let me pull up to your bumper and smack that monkey. Yeah.
I don't know. Let her go.
All right.
I don't think anyone. Right. Black people don't know this. This is old.
All right, Vegas.
I would say that some jackass going up to a girl saying, hey, you're really hot. I want to sleep with you.
All right.
There you go.
What?
I've heard that in a bar. You don't know?
You heard that in a bar?
Yeah.
Like somebody hit on you? Sure.
Want to smack that monkey? No.
That's that was right.
That's
Is that recently? Is that a recent?
John, that's how he
hit. Is that old?
That's how I got her.
That the approximate translation is, you are beautiful. I would like to make love to you.
Damn.
So
fantastic.
Vegas is up 1-0. Vegas, you get the next sentence, all right?
Okay.
Let me find one here in my list. You got to get those Benjamins so you can get that bling bling for your ride.
Okay.
That's
you
gotta
make the money so you get the bling bling is not necessarily jewelry, so I'd have to say expensive accessories for your car.
Oh my God, that is the exact phrase.
No way. Read it. What does it say?
Okay. It says you need the exact English translation of that is you need to get money so that you can get expensive accessories for your car.
No fucking wow. way.
That is amazing.
How did you nail that? That was really well. I told you you were going to house. I told you.
Wow.
That is Billy. Awesome.
I need to go back to school. Okay.
The true OG.
That was really good.
Original gangster.
All right, Billy.
I can't believe you got that word for word. And you really didn't.
That's good.
Okay. You ready, Billy?
Billy's sweating.
Yeah, yeah. I'm all, go ahead.
Billy, here is your...
Putting down this computer. And
now he's getting serious.
This is ridiculous.
Billy, here is your word. Are you ready?
Yeah. Go ahead.
Are you ready?
Yes.
See, I can be like Regis. Shit, fool. You's been doing that shit and Shorty been axing me for some Skrilla. I want to stay by that.
One more time.
Okay, Billy. I will give you the sentence again.
Dun-dun-dun.
Shit, fool. I's been doing that shit and Shorty be asking me for some Skrilla. Come on, Billy.
I got a good guess on this one.
I need a answer.
Dude, I don't know.
You don't know?
God. You're getting your black card revoked.
Shit, fool. I's been doing that shit, and Shorty be asking me for some Skrilla. I'm getting better at this as I read.
You are.
You are. I like the accent.
Okay. I hope she
can. Okay. Sexy.
Go ahead.
I would say there's some kind of sexual orientation here.
Perv.
It's not can where you I was say going. It one more time?
All right.
Last time.
For shit, fool. I've been doing that shit and Shorty been asking me for some Skrilla. I need an answer. I am sorry to rush you, but my audience needs an answer.
Okay, so it's basically he's been hitting it, but now she wants money.
That's a good. You know what I was going to say?
What, I'm going to give that to you.
You know what I was going to say?
You're kidding.
No. I was going to translation say, was no. Shit, friend. I'm doing that stuff, and my girlfriend is asking me for some money.
Shut up.
That's exactly I'd give it to her too. That's pretty close.
I'm going
to
give it to her too.
That's weird though.
So Vegas is winning 3-0, Billy. You got to pull it up here, Billy. Billy, I'm going to give you the next.
The mean streets of Mount Arlington. The hard knocks. This didn't teach you shit.
Go ahead.
Okay.
All that jet skiing and whatnot and water tubing on the lake.
Billy's on too much. Billy's been
didn't teach anything.
Too much wakeboarding. All right, Billy. Here we go. You ready?
Vegas was doing drive-bys at Billy's age.
I was.
Okay.
You don't know.
I'm scared.
All right, here we go. Man, he dropped a dime on that whip. I thinks he gots to get on that corner. Lot of big G's auto. I gots to pimp that chrome.
All right, just one more time.
Man, man, he dropped a dime on that whip. I think he gots that on the corner. Lot of big G's auto. I gots to pimp that chrome.
Well, that's easy.
No, it's hard. Man.
That's easy.
This one's hard. Billy, I need an answer.
You ratted on somebody about some kind of car.
Uh-huh.
And then you shit.
Then you shit.
You would think that dropping a dime, that's what normally would mean, but I'm going with it doesn't.
Can you just say it just one more time?
I will give you the word again.
All
right. I got 5 on it.
Please be quiet. Man.
It's the first of the month.
Shut up.
Go ahead.
I know you do.
Raga?
Man. Damn it. Alright. Man, he dropped a dime on that whip. I think he gots to get that on the corner of Big G's auto. I gots to pimp that chrome.
Oh, okay. Alright, he spent a lot of money on his car. Spent a lot of money on the car.
Okay.
He's gotta hook it up at this certain place.
Okay.
And he needs to get it in the streets.
It's close enough.
He kind of lost it at the end. I'd give it to him too. My guess was that he, you know, spent 10 G's on that car, got it at a certain auto place, and now he needs to get one for his own.
The correct translation is, That fellow spent a lot of cash on his automobile. I believe that he processed the transaction in the main gangster's automobile store. I sure would love to drive that automobile.
Yeah, the end, you kind of lost it, okay. But I'd give it to him, too.
Yeah, I give it to
him. All right, three to one.
Good job, Billy.
Thanks.
Billy, I'm going to give you an advantage.
My little protege.
I'm too confident here. I'm going to
train him well.
Can you hear me anymore?
I can hear you.
All right.
What? Okay, you ready? Here's the last question. Billy actually can't even win.
I know he can't. You should.
You gave her two in a row. I want two in a row.
All right, I'll give you another one. Them hoes keep trying to buck my rides, but they know that I ain't giving them they nickels if they kick it off the heezy and bounce. For real, though.
And by nickels, he doesn't mean pennies.
I give up. Give just.
He gave up. That one is kind of hard.
She won. It's too long.
That one's hard, man. We're playing the Ebonics game with Uncle Will and John's girlfriend, Vegas. She's currently winning right now.
Little black. She's proving words into my.
But I'm saying
she's proven to be a true OG.
Do you think if you broke down in Newark, you would survive there? Like
no,
let's say
no, he wouldn't survive at all.
Let's say Newark was like an island, and like when a plane crashes in the water and people like lost, they get
if
deserted.
Newark was an island, we would have nuked it a long time ago.
They get lost on an island, right? Let's say Newark was an island, and you got lost on there, and you had to survive and understand the people. Do you think you'd be able to? Like, what if the
Ironbound?
What if this was a very important
did you mute I thought you muted my microphone.
No, like what if this was important to your survival on in that world and you didn't understand what they were saying to you? You gotta learn, man.
You gotta learn the click clacks.
I'll give it to you one more time.
I don't want it.
Them hoes.
I don't want it.
Vegas, you wanna take a shot at it?
Sure.
Them hoes keep trying to buck my rides, but they know that I ain't giving them they nickels if they still kick it off the heezy and bounce. For real though.
That is a fucking.
It's a long one.
That is a hard one.
All right, can you repeat just the first part of it?
Them hoes keep trying to buck my rides, and they know that I ain't giving them they nickels if they kick it off the heezy and bounce. For real though.
Basically, he's they're a bunch of hookers that.
Okay.
They just want to do their job and leave, but he wants a lot more. So if he's not getting it, then they're not getting their money.
Okay, here's the translation. It's kind of, you had the right idea. My female prostitutes continue.
I didn't even get prostitutes out of that.
My female prostitutes continue to hijack my cars, but they know if they keep doing this, they will not receive their gram of their cocaine if they keep leaving their houses. This is.
Wow.
For real, though, means this newer. Is.
Obviously, this guy's pimp hand is not strong.
Yeah. No, not at all.
He is weak.
Well, and that's it. That's all I have of the. The Ebonics game. Congratulations,
woo!
Vegas.
Thank
I you.
Said.
Thank you.
The true OG.
To be proud of.
I knew you would lose, Billy.
The true OG.
Screw up.
Well, now you can't say that I want to be black anymore.
You do. Now you're going to go home and study.
Nah. Maybe.
You are.
All right. I didn't really mean to tie this in with the whole Ebonics game, but did you hear about Moesha?
Well, Brandy.
Same difference.
I didn't hear what happened.
Brandy.
It's her name.
Oh, I thought it was Moesha.
Her real name. You're an ass. Her real name is. I can't stop like hiccuping. I'm like a cartoon drunk.
My, not Moesha. Brandy, did
you
hear about this, Billy?
Clicking that?
Billy, did you hear about this? I got to inform you on what's going on in the world.
In the black community.
Moesha rear-ended a woman that was stopped at a traffic light and, basically killed her, and now she's gonna be. She might be.
It was a big car pile up.
She might. Yeah, she hit a car. It went out and
it smashed into somebody else on the highway, and that person died.
That person died
really? At the scene of the accident. Everybody, she was let go, but now, in the investigation, she is gonna be charged with manslaughter.
Ooh, how do you feel about that, Billy?
Like vehicle,
vehicular manslaughter. I think personally, it's a racial thing.
Why do you think it's a racial thing? Well,
Billy, would you agree with me that it's just the white man trying to knock the black man down? That's what I think.
Billy?
I don't know.
Why? What do you even mean? She hit someone, and what, do you think she shouldn't be tried?
Listen, I don't
you think she shouldn't be up on charges?
If the glove doesn't fit.
You must acquit.
Must acquit.
All right.
Work for OJ.
I'm sure let her go because she was a celebrity at first, but then they just decided.
Now, you know what's going to happen? It's up to.
Her celebrity overrid her blackness.
It's not 1994.
I know.
So
just
arrest her.
Exactly. They're saying that she could face up to a year. She ain't gonna face shit. She ain't gonna go nowhere.
You don't think so?
Nah.
No.
Not at all.
Yeah, she'll get some
Did you say you're gonna kill yourself?
Billy? She'll get some community service.
Oh, you can't.
You can't
hear
do
yourself.
Anything, Billy. I gotta do it, but don't worry. You can. You sound beautiful. You don't have to hear yourself right now.
Okay. Sound wonderful. I'm all wet in the pants. Right.
Yeah, that's better.
I can't do it right now. So you think Moesha is gonna get off? I agree, Billy. You agree? Moesha's gonna get off.
Yeah.
you have so much to say. Hey, I'm sure we can't get on the internet on Billy's computer, but I'm sure the crash test chat room is going on. John, wouldn't you say?
Probably.
I think it's called Crash Test Chat. They're probably in there.
Probably.
I have no idea.
Who knows? You know what you're going to have to do is just send us MySpace messages because, frankly, nobody did last week. It was very depressing.
Because they hate us.
They really do.
You know what? I woke up this morning, and I have just a little quick thing I want to know if you guys agree. Billy, do you sleep naked?
No.
Not at all?
Never.
Do you sleep naked?
No.
Really?
No.
All right, I guess I'm the only one that can relate to this.
I wake up with bruises.
Uh-huh. This happens to me. Usually, I get up. If I don't have to get up
Wait,
at
you
a
really
specific
sleep
time.
Naked?
Yeah.
Every
Almost
night?
Every night. Almost every night.
How is that even possible?
Why?
Why?
I am comfortable with my body.
No, so am I. Why would you sleep naked?
It feels good.
No.
No?
I don't know. You must
you
have a small penis. It does not feel good.
Oh, what the fuck does the size of your penis have to do with anything?
It doesn't really matter the size, but it is flopping around no matter what the size is.
I guess.
No matter what the size is, it is flopping around.
So you don't sleep ever naked?
Never.
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 Bullshit.
I swear my life.
I don't believe that for a second.
Maybe 5-minute nap, you know.
So here's my thing. If I don't have to get up at a specific time, usually what makes me up is the natural body's reaction of disposing of what I ate the night before. So I was thinking about this today.
Obviously,
you're
not talking about number one.
What? No, I'm talking about taking a shit.
Growing a tail, which, by the way, we just heard somewhere. Yes. Where did we hear that? I heard that somewhere.
Vegas. On Las Vegas. The TV show.
I don't remember. But it was growing. Oh, yeah, you're right. Yeah. Called Growing a Tail. I didn't know that.
I went and did my thing. And then
you finished. Go ahead.
I went and did my thing. I cleaned up. And then he just jumped right back in bed. Will you stop playing with that fucking gun before I fucking kill you?
Wait, you know what I would like to get into? Even though Vegas is in the room, Rocco doesn't like the smell of his own.
He smells.
What? He smells.
Billy's just making a generalization, I guess.
Oh, he smells like a New Jersey Transit bus seat.
You're such a fucking dick.
He does. It doesn't matter what his cologne is wearing.
That's Jarrett checking in.
Could be wearing jupe.
I took a bunch of
like
jupe.
Shit.
Here's something for you, the Houston Calls fans, just for today. I took a bunch of. Everyone was commenting on the way Jarrett laughs.
Oh my god!
So I made kind of a compilation of Jarrett's laugh.
Hearing it like this,
it's
kills
creepy.
Me. I never even realized it.
This way,
like
Jarrett
this.
Can always be with us.
It sounds like a storm of bees. Like a swarm of them coming in. That is weird, right?
Is that his real laugh?
That's his real laugh.
That's his real laugh.
Is that he's really laughing?
Yeah. If you tickle him, that's why he laughs.
Do you tickle him often?
Oh, every night. Every time. Are
you sure he doesn't have another laugh?
No, that
another
is Jarrett's
one?
Laugh.
That's Jarrett's laugh.
That's Jarrett's laugh.
Wow.
That's now Jarrett can always be with us.
Yeah.
So
just like you're always with us.
Jared, how do you feel about Moesha?
I don't laugh.
What? You don't what?
What about my mom?
I don't laugh.
What about my mom?
Stop it.
What?
What was that?
You're confusing Billy.
I know I am.
That's it. I wanted to ask Jared what he felt about Moesha killing a person, but he's not here. I was curious.
Just play the laugh.
Did you hear Billy? By the way, just play the laugh. Yeah, thanks, stupid. That's what he was building up to.
He didn't play.
That's what he was building up to. All right. Just play the laugh. I put your mom right in the mood to fuck.
So, I was done.
No, it's not from me. Vegas is
Will
laughing.
You stop having a show behind me?
No, I'm trying to get you to play Billy saying
talk,
that.
Rocco talk.
Billy saying what?
Billy's
let
clips.
Let Rocco talk. Don't
Billy doesn't like his clothes.
I know, but why are you such a pansy all of a sudden and doesn't want to play him?
I will not. I'm not going to play Billy's
shit again.
Why not? You're such a pansy.
I'll fucking unplug this thing right now. I'll unplug your goddamn computer.
I have a feeling they're making fun of me.
I'm going to mess up this whole board. I swear to God.
All right, I won't play him. Don't worry about it. So I was talking about after I'm done. Just played him three times. He didn't even hear them.
I know.
So after I was done, you know, cleaning up and everything, I jumped back into bed. But I was thinking about, like, is that good? Like, healthy?
What do you mean?
No,
like,
man.
Like, after I took a...
Jesus! Holy crap. Okay, apparently Billy's got a strong opinion on this
one.
I
like it is.
I just think there might...
No, I need to cover up that hole.
Oh, that's right. I forgot that he was naked. Yeah. Listen, if you're going to hop back into bed naked after taking a dump, you need to take a shower.
You think so?
Yeah. Or use, you know what? Use, like, baby wipes or something. Or wet naps.
Or a shower.
It was a 2-second thing.
No. Nah.
It's never a 2-second
thing. A 2-second thing that lasts forever when you're naked in bed.
When I go, it's a big fucking production.
Yeah, I know.
I bring my laptop in there.
How many times do you flush?
Two. At least.
He courtesy flushes himself. Cause
I do. I can't fucking stand
it. He hates the way it smells.
It's fucking disgusting.
Mm. Who likes that?
Whatever.
If John it's your does. Own, no, not just John. If it's your own, it doesn't bother you.
John doesn't give a shit.
If it's your own, it doesn't bother you.
I'm not comfortable with this.
Okay.
Billy's not comfortable Billy with this conversation.
So, are you? Yeah, I figured
no,
as
I don't
want
to talk about it.
What do you mean?
Oh, gross.
We could talk about a couple other things that I know you don't want to talk about, so pick one. You want to stick with this or go with something else?
Dude. Come on, Billy.
Now he's just shaking his head no.
What's the most disgusting duty you've ever taken?
Dude, I don't know.
Really?
Why are we having this conversation?
Did you ever crap outside? Did you ever have the crap outside?
Never.
Never?
Never.
I never have.
Neither of you have never crapped outside?
I remember when I was like 8 years old, I went to fireworks and it was in this big like lake and there were tons of people and I had to crap so bad and there were no porta potties, there were no nothing. My dad grabbed me. We rang on every doorbell until someone would let me in and use their fucking bathroom.
I've crapped on the
even
outside twice.
Even as a fucking kid, I wouldn't crap outside.
Crap in the woods, does it still smell?
Yeah.
I've crapped in the woods on the way from Canada, and I've crapped on the side of the highway.
And you crapped outside on New Year's.
Oh, yeah, t-shirt. New Year's.
You did.
You should get a t-shirt that says that.
I crapped outside.
Yes.
We really did. That was when me and Rocco... I looked at Rocco.
What did you guys spend New Year's together on? Why wasn't I
this
invited?
Was a couple of years
like
ago.
Would you
want to
be invited to that New Year's?
Well, it sounds like
we're crapping
time.
In the streets.
No, really,
we're
no.
We're crapping in the streets. I mean, that's streets. A sign of a good time.
Yeah, what happened was me and Rocco, we were at Jared's apartment, or in Rocco's apartment. I was wasted.
Oh, this time, okay.
And we left, and me, him, and my sister went to somebody's apartment in Morristown. And I'm sitting in there, and all I'm right. looking at Rocco going, yo, I kind of have to crap, but I don't want to go in that bathroom. Yo, let's go outside.
Oh, there was a bathroom available?
I went in
if
there.
If you wanted to go back into the party.
That's weird.
I went into the bathroom, got toilet paper, and left.
Why wouldn't you just go in the bathroom?
Because I thought it'd be funnier if we went outside.
We were in New Brunswick.
Hold on. Let me finish, dummy. So we actually went outside. I crapped. It was hysterical. I crapped on the sidewalk. We started walking away. A girl fight started happening. They started fighting right where I crapped.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's fantastic.
And the entire time, Rocco's just going, yo, you smell shit? Yo, what's that smell? Yo, it smells like shit over here. Meanwhile, there's human feces on the ground
these
right there.
These two chicks were, like, gross. Pulling each other's hair.
They were fighting. It was hysterical.
Did anyone step in?
Nah, it was, like,
oh,
off the side.
That would have made for a better story.
Whoever got into the car I crapped next to definitely stepped in it.
That's disgusting.
It was Happy New Year to that guy.
Sweet.
All right, Billy, what was so important that you almost had to interrupt me?
I was just going to mention another crap story.
Well, go ahead, tell
go.
Me.
Or two, took one at Josh's in the alley in New Brunswick by Josh's apartment.
Outside?
He used a hamburger separator to wipe his butt.
What?
How do you
oh,
do
like,
that?
You know, like from the white paper in between the burgers? Yeah. Oh.
Gross.
And then we all
from like frozen burgers.
Yeah.
That really took a second to. Ew.
It's like White Castle.
Ew.
it explains a lot.
Ew.
Then we all had to sleep outside, and Beavis used a bag of potato chips as a pillow.
I did that at Jared's New Year's. I used a bag of tortilla chips as a pillow.
Okay.
So here's another story. I think this one kind of would spark Billy's interest. Shaquille O'Neal, he made an arrest yesterday. Now, Shaq is an honorary police officer. Well, you were asking me before how he could do that.
Yeah, because, well, there's that VH1 show.
Yeah, he took the classes like a year or two ago.
He did, yeah. He is like a part-time
police. How did you know that?
Because I watched basketball, and they talk about it.
Yeah, man. He says after he's done with basketball, he wants to be a full-time cop. Yep.
Does he have a badge?
His whole family's cops. He was Shaq. A Newark police officer. My uncle was a Newark police officer and this came in one day.
This is Shaq.
And Shaq
cop.
Was sitting in his chair.
Get out of here.
Swear to God.
So Shaq wants to be a Newark police officer?
This is Shaq. No, not cop. I'm sorry.
He wants to be a cop in Miami now, I heard.
Oh.
He got it when he first.
Yeah, he wants to be a cop in Miami. Yeah. He arrested a guy in Miami. Shaq was coming home from somewhere. He left his car outside running, kind of kept the door open, I guess. Ran inside. Drunk driver came by and hit his car, hit the door and everything. Shit. So Shaq and his buddy jumped in the car. They chased the guy down, and Shaq held the guy down until they called the police.
Oh, really?
That's funny, man. Imagine Shaq arrests you.
No, see, I'm going with exactly what I said in the beginning.
What?
Yeah, this is stupid.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know, man. It's not that interesting.
I think that's amazing. And Shaq is out arresting people.
I wouldn't give you shit for it. Shaq would do whatever the hell he wants. Shit for everything I brought up.
I didn't give you shit for everything you brought up. No, he didn't.
Billy, tell me last night that everything I brought up, like four different things, every one of them he shit on.
I only remember that happening one time.
This is Shaq the cop. Stop bothering Rocco and I'll arrest you.
Yeah, shut up.
I like bowling basketball. And I like arresting people.
It was probably like a little white guy that he
I wish I had a cricket noise.
Shaq's not going to go run after any gang members or anything like that.
Uncle Will, did you hit my car, man?
Does he have like a victory call when he arrests somebody?
Victory call?
He's nuts like that.
You know how like the football players have their little
dances? His victory call is, you drowned me out!
That works.
I'm sure the cop, you have the right to remain silent. Anything you say, I'll put in my movie because I am too. Make three wishes.
No, please, no.
Once. Make three wishes.
Make three wishes.
You have three wishes.
You wish not to be arrested. You want front row seats to one of my games. I'll sign you a jersey or something.
He really still plays basketball?
Go home.
I have no idea.
Go home, live your life. Don't do anything more.
It's like
bad 33. Stuff.
I 34. Had no idea you still played tree hockey.
Or Officer Shaq, come get you.
Crack is whack.
Crack is whack. This is Officer Shaq. Billy,
hold on a minute. You had his rap album, didn't you?
No.
But if you want me to shoot it. No, do you want me to pass it?
That's a solo.
No, do you
how
want
do you know?
Me to slam?
You know what? Yeah. I wish you had a song right now.
I did. I had it on this computer a long time ago. I had Shaq's song.
You can't, get it right this second?
Doesn't
no.
matter. It doesn't play songs anyway.
Yeah, it's true. I can't play any songs. That's why we haven't taken any music break.
No, he can't play songs. But he's paranoid they're going to sound like shit.
They do. I know they do. I fucked with the board. Anyway, our MySpace is myspace.com/crashtestradio. Leave us a message. Tell us how much you hate us. John likes to read those. I personally couldn't care about the MySpace one way or another.
Bullshit. You're the only one who goes on it.
That's because there's nothing there.
I don't go on it at all.
This is Officer Shaq or Shaq the cop. You say one more bad thing to me, John.
God damn it.
I'm going to whack you
go
with
on our MySpace and tell Rocco how stupid the fucking Shaq thing is.
I'm going to whack you with my dog. Remember, well, Shaq was in that, wasn't he? Oh, no, that was Michael Jordan. Remember that cartoon on Saturday mornings?
They did a cartoon
Pro
movie.
Stars, where it was Wayne Gretzky, Bo Jackson, and Michael Jordan. They used to solve crimes and shit. No. That's just like Shaq.
I remember Bo Jackson and Wayne Gretzky. I don't remember Michael Jordan being in it.
It was Michael Jordan, yeah.
Did he return to the NBA again, by the way?
No.
No.
I swear to God, I just saw that.
No, he didn't.
I am going to fucking strangle you with that gun.
Who How gave it back to him?
No, but he doesn't have it.
Stand here.
Whatever. He's got fucking play.
He really is just fucking fidgety. I thought you were bad, Rocco, but Billy is worse.
Billy has the worst ADD ever.
No, yours definitely still the worst.
It's ridiculous.
Boom. I got you, Billy.
I thought Jarrett was going to call in. He said he would call in this week, but
I
guess
Bobby
they got way better things
Sorry,
to do.
Sorry, Bobby, I'm not answering, but you do keep calling me. I see that.
Jarrett's on tour. Houston Calls is on tour with the Plain White Tees and Hello Goodbye in the UK. Did you know that?
Did you?
Hello, goodbye.
Really?
Speaking
yeah, hello, goodbye.
Hold
That's
on.
Impressive.
Speaking of hello, goodbye, what happened to that song you came up
I
with?
I don't think I can play it because it doesn't sound good.
P- play it.
All right, I'll play it. It might not sound good. You might
I'm
have
gonna
to
go in the other room and hear how it sounds.
You
I'll
might
tell
have to
you.
Tune in.
Why don't you stay here?
And maybe we could take a musical break. Look, Bobby's calling in again. Apparently,
maybe we're not even on the air. Maybe that's what he's calling for.
Is it? You would like to take this phone call from Bobby?
Yeah, I want to take it. We're gonna talk to Bobby from three. Take it. Talk to him.
I gotta put it on speakerphone. Bobby.
What's up?
What are you doing?
I just got home.
Okay, so you're not listening to the show?
I am, but it's delayed.
Okay, because you're on it right now. So do you have anything to add to it?
What were you guys just saying?
All right, bye, Bob.
All right, Bobby, we'll listen, it was great talking to you. listen, have a good one, and see you later.
All right, here's a new song parody good for you guys. It might not sound good. I might have to play it next week. Goodbye.
John is a fag, homo, fuck bad. John is so queer.
John's a homo, codontic, I sexually are queer, a fag, a burrowing ass bunny. John likes milkshakes and made from his DNA.
Sounds like utter garbage. Right, Billy?
That was pretty good.
God, there's such a delay.
Is it?
It sounds fine.
No, but you can't hear. I don't think so. What, you heard the beginning of it?
I just heard the beginning of it. It sounded fine.
Oh, really? Oh, great. Well,
I don't know.
We're doing production during the show. This is bad. I apologize. Anyway, I had one last thing.
Rocco's ADD was playing with all the buttons on the board, and he has no idea what he did.
I need something to do.
I know. And now he thinks that all the music sounded bad, but as all of you just heard, it didn't sound bad at all.
Okay. Unhappy as a boy, Kim becomes the youngest ever transsexual at age 12. A boy who's 12 years old, who believed, and doctors actually approved, that he was a female trapped in a boy's body, allowed a sex change.
How do you prove that?
I really don't know. He was diagnosed as a transsexual 2 years ago. Doctors and psychiatrists concluded that his claims to be in the wrong body were so deeply felt that he required the treatment. So they gave a sex change to a 12-year-old boy and made him a 12-year-old girl.
Where was this? In the United States?
He didn't even hit puberty. Doesn't that fuck things up?
Is that in the United States?
No.
No way would that go down in the United States.
John, I don't know where he's from.
What?
Highly suggest an evaluation.
Yeah, I know. This is from Germany. He used to be named Tim. Now he's Kim. but that's weird, man.
Yeah, no, that is.
It's a little odd.
Billy, how do you feel about your body choice? Do you believe it is right?
We'll never know.
It's not fucking UFOs.
What does that mean?
I don't know.
Do you feel comfortable being a boy?
Yeah.
Yeah? You don't.
Do you feel comfortable being a white boy?
Do you like girls?
Yes.
You like girls?
Yes.
Like more than friends?
Yeah.
Yeah, Billy definitely does. He's just a little bit of a pansy when it comes to it.
What about guys?
What? Fuck you, Rocco.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure you were in the right body.
We're just getting out there. That's
fuck
all.
Fuck off.
I just wanted to make sure you were in the right body.
Yeah, no, Rocco, on the other hand.
Call me gay.
I'm all wrong. I should be in a different body.
Rocco would grab my balls.
My
right
titties
now
are trying to come out as a girl, but
they
I'm
are
trying to stop it.
I know they are.
My body wants to be a woman.
It does.
I admit it.
It does. You ever seen him with his shirt off? Gets me all wet in the pants.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sexy.
It's true. With your shirt off, you kind of look like a chick.
Yo, I was watching, speaking of MTV shows that we were talking about last week, that show Exposed, where they hook the people up, supposedly. Now, this is such bullshit, by the way. It's the one person who tries to go out, tries to pick two guys or two girls to go out with. And they're hooked up to the lie detector.
Oh, yeah. Come on. What kind
of... You talked about that shit last week.
No, I didn't talk about this show.
It's the worst show on MTV.
That show sucks balls, right?
I watch it every time.
But I was watching it today, and like there was...
I've watched it, too. I've seen all
of them. I always kind of think...
You watch Maui Garbage.
That's a good show.
It's not, you faggot.
Was it Maui Fever or something?
Yeah, whatever, homo.
Every time I watch these shows, I try to think if I was in this situation, like if I was on the show. So I guess I kind of think about it, and I'm like, oh, yeah, I would have said that. I would have done that. Whenever they say, okay, guys, take off your shirts, I automatically cut myself out of, like, the fantasy. Or, like, what? I'm like, all right, I'm out of it. So
no.
I'm not doing
no,
it.
No, I would
ask one guy to dance, and he didn't do it. I was like, oh, that's what I would have done, too.
Yeah, I would look at the girl was like, all right, take your shirt off. I'd be like, no.
I know. I don't want my... And these guys were running on the beach. I was
in shape and shit.
I would just go, trust me, sweetheart, you don't want to see me with my shirt off. Really. And then it would just say on the bottom of the screen, truth.
Yeah.
No. Her friend would be like, oh, he's telling the truth. You don't want to see him with his shirt off.
Unfortunately, he's telling the truth.
Can you combine shows and just say next?
I was hoping. Yeah, right? And I was also hoping Billy wouldn't bang on the fucking mic stand.
God damn it.
Did they let you say anything on your radio show?
Like, it was my own show, man. I did whatever the hell I wanted.
Did you ever talk?
Fucking sweet music.
What kind of music did you play, Billy? What kind of songs did you play?
Warren G.
Hip-hop shows and alternative shows.
Okay, so what was your top three songs you played on your hip-hop show?
Back then, I would play, like, Dell and shit like that.
What?
Dell? Like Dell Computers?
I asked you for the top three.
Top three? Like, yeah. Dell...
I don't know who the fuck Dell is. Do you know?
No, Deltron.
The true OG doesn't even know what you're talking about.
They don't. Everyone knows Deltron. White kids know Deltron.
No, they don't.
Yes, they do. Ask them.
Hey, white kids out there, do you know who Deltron is?
Leave us a MySpace comment because we can't take your instant messages. But leave it. Yeah. Does anyone know who Dell is?
Dell 3030.
I assume it sounds like this. Okay. Right?
It's like the Gorillas. Everybody, white people know it. It's like a crossover.
And what's
the
third imaginary group that you played?
Group?
Who else did you play?
Rap thing.
Underground rap stuff. MF Doom.
Oh my God, you are just making words up. You are just putting letters together and just saying them.
No. Underground.
Apparently.
That's what it is.
Word.
Why you gotta give Billy shit for explaining his radio show?
You wouldn't know because you don't know that stuff.
Sorry. What about, okay, now, your alternative station. What are your top three groups?
Back then, I would play, like, my favorites. I remember I used to play, like, Body Jar, CKY, and Bloodhound Gang, and shit like that.
Oh, all right.
All right, fine. I don't know what that first band was.
Body Jar?
Oh, no, I know what you're talking about.
I have no idea, but
it's just I don't know. Other stuff too.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Go on.
Were those rap groups all white guys or black guys?
I think they were all black.
What's the difference, John? Does it make a difference?
I'm just trying to get the idea of the fact that he's making them up. That's what I think.
This is Shaq the Cop, and I think your comment just now was a racist, and I have the right mind to make a citizen of the rest.
We're all gray here.
But no, speaking of that, I mean, I know people listening knew about this band way before I did.
Quack.
But that band, Whole Wheat Bread, that you were showing me yesterday.
I like them, yeah.
I think that was awesome. And the guys were all black. Yeah, they're like mad punk rock.
And if you actually look at their pictures on MySpace.
And I know they've been around for a while.
They look gangster. Yeah, but they are
ghetto as hell.
They sound like Dropkick Murphys.
They do.
Quack.
Definitely.
Yeah. It's weird.
What is that? I don't know.
It's like a ska band?
No, it's a punk band.
No, they're a punk band.
Kind of like Dropkick Murphys. They've been around for a while, but I just got into them yesterday.
Yeah.
That's how lame we are.
No, yeah, they have been. I've never heard of them until I saw them on MySpace.
Never heard of them.
Leave it up to MySpace.
I'll check it out, though.
Whole Wheat Bread. I'd play it. I was going to play it tonight, but the music is not coming through.
Oh, my God. It's coming through just fine.
I'm telling you, it's not.
I just heard it on the fucking thing.
We'll play it next time.
Well, either way.
Yeah, either way.
All right, well, it's almost 10 o'clock, so we're going to get out of here and bring you back to the music. Super Bowl is this weekend, Johnny.
Yeah, I don't even know where we're going because I don't think Jared's going to be back in time.
Go Colts.
My house,
is he? Is Jared going to be back in time?
Cover the spread. I don't know. He said it depends on
whether. People here. I'm not hanging out with Billy's friends.
British Airways
right now.
On strike.
Well, my friends don't feel like hanging out with you anyway.
Good. I'm not hanging out
You're
with
strange.
Them.
You're strange.
You're strange.
All right, weird, guys. Man. You've been listening to Crash Test Radio. Next week, we'll have a lot for you. I promise because we couldn't play a lot today. And Jarrett, Tom will be back from the UK. They'll tell us all about their tour. And that's about it. Travel. Check us out on MySpace, myspace.com/CrashTestRadio. And we'll see you next week.
Yeah. Quack.